Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is a guy that we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? Nice being with you. Great for all of you to be with us, no matter where you are. We have a wide swath around this globe.
A swath.
We have an entertainment package for you today that will transcend all sports history.
That's really good. That's a nice intro. That's a very nice opening of the show.
Hey, we're here. We're global, and we mean it. How about that?
And we're available everywhere. Guys are and women and men are discovering us on Sirius XM channel 217 on Sirius 203 on XM. We're also online at channel 967. We've got video going out on Twitter, Facebook, Live, Twitch, Periscope, Roku, wow. Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com. We're on radio on CRN Talk, and we're also at Sports Byline radio stations all over the country. So
could you repeat?
We're in a global pandemic, and we are spreading ourselves globally with trying to infect you with
no,
this
I just
show.
Said that, but could you repeat that?
No.
I'm just writing this all down now.
I'm sorry if I went so fast. But I do want to say that we are in a lot of places. If you hear us on radio, that's Sports Byline, that's CRN Talk. You can find everything out about the show. You can go to CRNTalk.com and click right there where you see the Fred Dreyer smiling face there and find out about the Sports Lounge.
Hey, You took the photograph of me holding my favorite gun.
I took it?
Yeah, used to be up here on the deal.
It was?
On the promo, the Sports Lounge promo.
Oh, I think it's still
there's
up there.
A picture of
the
me.
One of you holding the gun is in the hallway.
No, I know that, but I thought it might add a nice little sports, you know, a little edge to the sports show.
To have
no
a gun?
Sports show host has a gun.
That's
all
true.
I can tell you.
And yours is registered, so Rick Hunter's.
So let's not keep it a secret.
All right, so you want it back up there?
Yeah, we want to put it back up.
Okay, we'll put it back up there again. It's registered, right?
Yes, of course.
The president hasn't made an executive order taking it specifically away from you or Rick Hunter. Yeah,
although I have a spotter on the roof in case a government car pulls up.
Thank you.
Thanks.
In fact, you go up there sometimes to take your breaks. I know you like the roof.
I was up there just a little while ago, and it's clear.
I watched the Hunter
episodes.
It's clear
sailing.
It's there. It's the Sports Lounge. Thank you all for joining us. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, guy with two safeties in one game in the same quarter, all-pro defensive end.
That record still stands, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
All right.
Really does.
I don't want to misrepresent myself here with you folks.
Yeah, that's a good record to have, too. Yeah. Speaking of records, this is a historic day for all of us to know about. This about 20 years ago, to the day. People with years of practice, you know, they would play against that pitcher, the great all-star, the that strapping young, was he a right-hander, I believe?
7 foot tall.
7 foot tall, Randy Johnson. My best friend in high school was named Randy Johnson. It wasn't this Randy Johnson. And they couldn't make contact with his fastball, but apparently on this day 20 years ago, today in sports, a bird did it on the first try. Now, those of you that are going to watch us here on video, and then we'll post this at our website here, loungeondemand.com, so everybody listening on radio can see it. But, Fred, you might want to do the play-by-play description on it, and Mike Gary, let it roll here. We've got a picture of Randy Johnson on the mound. He's getting ready to pitch, and wham!
It was an exploding... It was an exploding. That bird's dead. Right
when
there.
When I first saw it, it's not funny if you're a bird lover, but when I first saw it comes out and he's I'm incorrect. He's a strapping left-hander, and he throws a fastball just as in spring training. There are a lot of birds that fly around, and a bird happens to just fly right into the path.
You can look at it a couple different ways. I think there's a good chance he aimed at him.
You think he aimed at him?
You know, watching that,
let's see it again. Let's take a look at it again.
Yeah,
we'll post it at crntalk.com.
That's not it.
Yeah, here we go.
There it is.
And there it is. And you think he's aiming?
Yeah, I think Randy's aiming, and he's ready. That pitch proved to me he's ready for the season.
The catcher is like he can't look anymore because the poor bird comes in there and the fastball gets the bird right in flight, flies right into the path, or Randy kind of took a little bit off the pitch, and the hitter never saw it at all. Luckily, he didn't swing at it because the ball never got to the plate.
You know, looking at it reminds me. Now, you know, Hunter fans can go through the Rolodex of shows that we did, 157 shows.
Yep.
And there was an episode that we did, a one-hour episode, called Flight on a Dead Pigeon.
And what, pray tell, was that episode about?
Well, that was just the way the writers got you into the story.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, I think the show also had a sequence of the guy was tying messages around the foot of a live pigeon and communicating with his criminal friends that way. So there was a moment in there. So it gave the writers an opportunity to kind of, you know, that's an interesting name, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting
title.
Series.
Yeah.
So Flight on a Dead Pigeon. So when I see Randy Johnson and I see him, hammer out that bird, it reminds me of that.
It's really something. We'll post that at crntalk.com so you can check it out on our Sports Byline blog that's there. And again, go to crntalk, Charlie Robert Nancy Talk.com, and click on the Fred Dreyer Sports Lounge there, and it'll go to our blog, and we'll put that up there for you.
If you're a pigeon in this world, the last thing you thought about getting up this morning, popping out of the nest, was cruising down to the ballpark to see if he could scam some popcorn or a hot dog, remnants of a hot dog,
yeah.
You know, your favorite bun.
Yeah.
And then as you take a shortcut across the infield and cut in front of the batter to a winding up Randy Johnson, yep. The last thing you thought was that you would be plunked right in the beak by Randy Johnson's fastball.
You enjoy every day to the fullest because even in the bird land, you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't know.
I mean, the poor bird.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, the catcher was visibly shaken up by it when he saw what happened.
The catcher. Well, the umpire was confused because
he called it a strike.
He had the outside corner on that.
Yeah, he did have that. So we got news in the hockey world about some refereeing. We'll talk about that later in the show. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. There's so many things. But that's 20 years ago today in spring training, Randy Johnson on the mound hitting a bird that strikes a bird with his pitch during a spring training game.
And God bless the little guy. You know, he honestly did. He took one on the port side, I believe.
I think
so. If he's going right to left on your screen, he gets whacked right in the upper left-hand shoulder of the wing.
And it's just like a puff, like an explosion of some kind.
No, you could almost hear it, although you couldn't. But you heard a little.
No, there's no audio with it, thank goodness. That's all I got to say. None whatsoever. Good.
Was that it?
That was it. I believe that was it.
What was that?
Yeah. So,
because I think I did hear something.
You did hear a little. You did hear something. All right. We got this Deshaun Watson football news here. I mean, what is going on here? Lawsuits.
What's going on?
Deshaun Watson reached 16 on Tuesday. I don't know what they are up to
now. I think
now.
It's a coincidence.
Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't heard about this, Deshaun Watson's the quarterback of the Houston Texans, and his lawyer, Rusty Harden, made a statement that his law firm has strong evidence showing that one of the 16 lawsuits alleging sexual assault is false and that it calls into question the legitimacy of the other cases as well. And he believes any allegation that Deshaun forced a woman to commit a sexual act is completely false. There are 16 filed by a Houston lawyer named Tony Busby against Deshaun, alleging sexual assault and inappropriate conduct. And this is a big deal. So it's these two lawyers are going, Rusty Harden going up against Busby. And Harden said that Busby has orchestrated a circus-like atmosphere by using social media to publicize 14 Jane Doe lawsuits, and that the lawyers also refused lawyer Harden's request to confidentiality and to provide the names of the plaintiffs so they can fully investigate their claims. Apparently, Deshaun was getting massages or whatever and demanding certain...
You don't know. It was just apparent.
Well, that's what the case is calling for. And so investigate all you want, but those are the claims. So I don't know. How many massages do you need with a... This is a weird lawsuit. And
you think so?
Well, I think it's the guy should know better than to be asking for this.
This is all conjecture now.
It's all conjecture. But if true, he's innocent. Until proven
guilty.
You have to
dispense with what you think is reasonable.
Yeah.
Because this guy just didn't claim that 16 women came forward.
Right.
He was adamant about what happened.
He was adamant.
And supposedly none of these things are connected in terms of, you know, there isn't a connecting element to where all of the witnesses testified that this is what happened. This is what he did.
Right.
And of course, Deshaun's not talking.
No,
until he gets another massage. He gets another massage, he'll shoot his mouth.
But one plaintiff alleged that she was felt intimidated and threatened. She was afraid of what someone like Deshaun Watson could do if she did not submit to his demands. And he made it clear repeatedly that he could help or hurt her career.
Oh.
And her lawsuit says that she was forced into an act that she said she did not consent to.
Oh, what was that?
I'm not going to go anymore. I'm not going to describe any more than that. But she said that he was lying on the massage table on his stomach with just a small towel covering his rear end. And then when he turned over in the massage, she was making some demands. And so, I think you got to be a little smarter in this day and age.
Were they playing TP?
I don't know, but Deshaun Watson's in some trouble here. That's all I got to say.
Well, all of them are kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
He started on his stomach.
There's 16 of them
here. Then he rolled over on his back, and there was, hey,
it's kind of like the mayor of New York City. When you got a lot of people coming out saying the same thing, you start to think, well, you know, maybe there's something might be to these allegations here.
But I think this really ups his value in the free agent market.
Why? Oh, don't answer it. We'll just take a break. I don't even want to hear it. When we come back, we'll have more. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with his answer, Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend. Yes, that microphone is hot. It's the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
So listen, 16, the count is in Texas, 16 women up to this point.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Well, you know, look, they've shown themselves at the right time.
You think?
To get some of that free agent signing money. You know, you could right now, you could probably write it 16 checks
yep.
out to these 16 unfortunates and just tell them, hey, look, I'll make a package deal with you. And by the way, if any of you have some insight as to, you know, what team, like the Packers or the Colts that I should go to, let me know.
Exactly. Exactly. Fred Dreyer with his thought process that's going on there for you. Let's take a look at
it. It works funny, you know, when you give it visual stimulation, like the bird being exploded by Randy.
Yes.
And then you have this factual report out of the massage camp where he's on his stomach and then he flips over and then.
Then
he and, the TP championship is right there. And it's an interesting it's a fabulous turn of events.
Turn is a good word there. Now, John is saying good evening to us from Oxford, UK. Chris says hi, guys. He's from New York City. He's checking in. We got a hello from Kathy in Lawndale. Pam says hi, Mike and Fred from Georgia. Thoughts? Did the Patriots do the right thing by signing Cam Newton again? What are your thoughts on that?
So
one,
we just segued, which I didn't know. We just segued
Cam Newton,
from the TP championships.
That's correct.
In Texas with
That's
Deshaun.
Correct. Yes.
Another boring subject with another.
And thank you, Pam, for getting that question out there. So, what's your thought on that one there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know really what to think about that. I haven't disengaged completely from
Deshaun.
From the TP situation.
That's it. So we have to find out a little more about it. But do you think Cam's going to come back and at least play some games there and get a few more wins? I think we're still in a rebuilding mode, as they like to call it, with the New England Patriots.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, what do you think? get your arms around that one.
He could probably go another year up there with Bill.
I think.
You know, Belichick, he's made some mistakes here. He was really out of sorts on the Brady situation, and so was Kraft.
What do you mean by out of sorts?
Well, the first time around, Brady, wanted input, and he wanted to do this. Maybe you should pay me a little bit. I just won a Super Bowl for you.
Yeah.
It was made clear in meetings that that maybe be best if the 40-year-old moved on down the road.
Maybe.
And he says, well, Brady says, I don't think I want to do that. I think I want to play some more. I think I can. I'd like to be included in what we do in terms of personnel. You know, if you're a quarterback, and here's where it comes down to.
Key fact, right?
If you're a quarterback on the team, that position, if warranted, by that I mean, is that quarterback up to snuff to win championships? And if he is and has, then you got to listen to him. So what he's been asking for is personnel. He took less money over the last several years, so he could make less money, and they'd have more money in the kitty to go ahead and sign some offensive linemen and some defensive people.
Exactly.
But what happened was the decisions by Belichick weren't very good ones. They made some bad draft choices.
Yeah.
They made some terrible decisions on personnel that did not pay off for them.
Right.
And so now, a year ago, they said, Kraft came up and said, you know something, Tom, you're great, but I'm going to side with Bill, and Bill and I think it's time for you to move on. And
decision.
He said, okay. No. So he moved on.
Everything
that they did, including the quarterback, Cam Newton. Cam Newton played up and down, in and out most of the year, but statistically,
yes,
they were 7-9, I think, the Patriots with Cam Newton playing quarterback. So many people said there were two games that were turnaround games, that were games that could have gone in the win column, it would have made 9-7 and therefore in contention for playoff with Cam Newton at quarterback. And there were some arguments that those two losses were hotly contested in meeting rooms because they involved players that haven't been performing.
And
one of them was Cam Newton.
You're right.
He fumbled on going into the end zone, which turned the ball over, which turned that game that could possibly have been a win into a specific loss. So the upshot of all this rattling around, and I really want to go back to the TP thing.
All right, we'll get this. Hold on. Let's finish up with Cam. Thank you, Pam, by the way, for the comment. More comments from listeners.
So what you have is Bill Belichick now is going to come back to Cam Newton. He has no choice. Yeah. Cam Newton's going to be the quarterback for this year, and we'll see what happens. Don't hold your breath.
Exactly. And, that's what I'm saying. So,
yeah.
Boy, take a drink of water after that one. That was a pretty good dissertation. You did a good job. I might join you in that. Can we both get our waters out
Can
here?
We have a water break? Can we have a split
water
screen?
Boy, that's good.
Split screen.
Oh, boy. By the way, they say if you buy this water and it says, some guy was trying to sell Kagan water, and he says if it's got sodium bicarbonate, which this does, it's not that good for you. But it is still alkaline. What can I tell you?
Well, it's great. It's great for you.
Yes.
If you're doing high, repetitive, like...
Let's not talk about high repetitive.
High repetitive massages.
We had high repetitive.
You need a lot of water.
Thank you very much.
I'm always telling people to drink water.
Yeah, that's right. You're the man.
And so I care about that. I care a great deal about that. And I also think that Deshaun...
Okay, never mind.
I think he was suffering from a lack of water.
Let's go
back. I think he was dehydrated.
We could go back to some more comments here. James says, good afternoon. He says, from Arizona. Hope you guys are doing well. Question for you, Fred. Do you remember the first day you worked with Stephanie Kramer? Do you remember recall that first day going back into the memory machine that you have maybe in your mind? If you can think back and reflect on the first time you worked with Stephanie Kramer, what comes to mind?
Just a lot of sitting around. Honestly,
yeah.
If you want to go back to the first day, I think the first day was.
Let me ask you that question. That actually is a good question. What happens on the first day? Here you are. You come on the set. You've never done one episode of Hunter. It's your very first day. You got all these new stars. Even if you've been on other shows, which you had been in other stuff before. What happens? Are you like getting to know people, bonding? It's kind of like you're the first kid in a new classroom or the first day at work. What's it like?
A lot of group photographs.
Really?
No. We sit around a big table. There's the Steve Cannell. There's the writers. There's the owner and the creator of the show, Frank Lupo. There's the script, the pilot script, that is there on the table for everybody. There's a large room with a huge desk in it. Everybody's sitting around it. I'm kind of sitting up toward the head of the. of the table was Steve.
Yeah.
Steve is smoking his pipe, conducting a lot of script,
yeah.
pilot
yep.
wisdom
yep.
In the direction of everybody. And so we're all listening, taking it in, sitting at his elbow, as it were.
Yeah.
And then Stephanie's kind of catty corner from me.
Really?
She's sitting across next to
really?
An NBC guy. He's the guy over there. He has
somebody from.
I knew he was NBC because
how?
Because he has a blank stare on his face, and rightfully so. They don't know script per se.
NBC guy,
the NBC guy, and so they were there nodding and pouring water and coffee and everything. But there's like about 12-13 people at this table, and then there's two rows of chairs behind each side of the table,
mm-hmm.
whereas a lot of other people that who were passing by that needed to be included in the conversation of the read through, and this is what it was. It was a read through,
oh.
and so everybody is nervous and everybody. So anyway, it's this is where things happen when the script supervisor comes in and sits down and begins to read the script, and the players, Stephanie, myself, and a couple other people were in there, actors. They start to read their lines and stuff.
Right.
And so it's at that point in time everybody can hear it, and they can. It's like a bell, echoing in the forest. Where all the people have to now write their questions down and get whatever changes or submit changes that they want. And I did that, and I was told, Fred, you're in the big time now. Just say the words. So
they didn't like your change.
They didn't like. I says, can I scratch that top line out?
Say the words.
Can I scratch that line out? No, just say the words.
Or if you're Randy Johnson, say, there goes the bird.
Yeah.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
We are back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter.
Was that two?
Yeah, two safeties in the same game. In the same quarter. And the iconic actor from Hunter and Land's End and Crisis and Agent X and all that other good stuff that he's done. You're the man, Fred Dreyer. Let's get to some comments here if we can in our chat room on Facebook Live. We're on CRN Talk Radio. We're on Sports Byline Talk Radio. Sirius XM, we're glad to have you with us. Bernard says, hello, Mike. He's on Facebook Live. He says, hello, Mike and Fred from Ottawa. Scott says, ever see Doug Krikorian anymore? Do you ever?
Talk to him every 2 years.
And everything good?
Seems to be.
Now, Scott is looking at our set here, and he wants to know the new Rams Stadium, which few fans have seen because of the COVID-19 pandemic. He says, does the new stadium have a Rams Ring of Honor? Do you know if it has that, Fred?
I have no idea.
Well, you should be there.
Well, thanks.
Shannon says, hi, guys. Hope all is well. And she says she hasn't been able to watch that much. Both her parents have been sick with COVID, and we hope they do get better. She's been busy with work, and she said all is good now. And then also Shannon says, OMG, your comments on TPs. Of course, Fred, thank you.
Uh-huh. And you need more information?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Do we need more? I need a little bit more information.
No, we don't need any more information.
I know the lawsuit alleges a lot of things.
No, don't need that. And by the way, we had a listener ask and say, are we in the same studio? Yes, we're in the same studio. We can shout at each other. Fred is actually straight across from me, but they put us together, so it looks like we're saddled up right here. As I look here, so I can look right at Fred, and
I'll
give you
the
stare down. Yeah, I'll stare you down. That's it. So we can have it there. A couple other football comments for you. Dan Snyder, your old buddy, who owns the Washington Redskins, he had some minority partners. Fred Smith, Robert Rothman, Dwight Schlar came in, and they were into the team in 2003.
What kind of minority were they?
And he's buying them out. He's paying 40. Yeah. They have 40.5% in the team, and he has to pay $875 million to get them out of the deal.
Yeah,
it is worth it. Get rid of them.
Get them out. Get them out. Yep. They're negative.
Yep. Dallas Cowboys, they've got the free agent pass rusher, Alden
please.
Smith.
I forgot. I made a note here. They're going to have to come up with a name. I know they've said this before. They're going to ride with the Washington football team.
Nah,
that's BS.
I agree.
And you've got to come up with a name. So bite the bullet. Come up with a name. The Little Hiawathas, or however you want to do it.
I don't think that's a good
one. Whatever it is, it's not the Redskins. It's softening it, but yet it's an Indian feel to it, because that's the spirit in which the franchise was founded.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. So we'll see. Dallas Cowboys, they've informed the free agent pass rusher Alden Smith that they're not going to re-sign him. He served an indefinite suspension from 2016 to 2019 for multiple off-field incidents and violations.
He's a complete moron.
Of the league's substance abuse policy.
Somebody else deserves to hold that roster spot.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't talk guys into accepting to be good and make millions of dollars. And this guy just hasn't been able to figure it. He has a bad brain.
Now, wide receiver T.Y. Hilton is returning to the Indianapolis Colts, a 1-year deal, $10 million. Apparently, he wanted to come back, and it's his 10th season with the Colts, the only team he's ever played for. And so he says, he wrote in a tweet, "It's only right that I finish where I started." And
well,
I think that's
go.
A good
okay,
idea.
Okay, wonderful.
Lance McCullers from the Houston Astros getting into baseball news. They're in agreement. He's got a one-year, $85 million contract extension. He wanted to stay with his team, Houston, and he said, the question was, did they want me? And apparently they did, and he's coming on board because they're
eight. Did you just say 1 year, $85 million?
Yeah, 1 year extension. Five-year, pardon
me. Yes, thank you.
Five-year, $85 million.
Because if he's making $85 million,
well, I'm going back to pitching.
I'm going to dig out the cleats.
That's it. Let's go and do it. That's true. Anyway, so, you know, they've got Justin Verlander has got Tommy John surgery. He's out for the season. Now, the big news in baseball, a memo was out, and I need your comments on this.
Okay.
They're cracking down.
I'm here to serve.
On foreign substances on baseballs for the upcoming season. So Major League Baseball, the head high authorities, are going to inspect the balls taken out of play. They're going to analyze the spin rate data, and they're going to monitor the dugouts and the clubhouses, and they're going to see who's pitching. They're going to see the way the ball normally spins from the pitcher's hand, and then when they pull this ball out, they're going to analyze the ball to see if it still spins. The same way.
Well, they may have, because of the COVID, you know, people don't get this stuff delivered like they used to.
You may
have to go to Mexico, to the Mexican League, and get a spinometer. They have those machines down there.
A spinometer.
Yeah. They also use that spinometer when baseball season is not in vogue. They also use it, you know, when you vote. So it's a voting machine, and it's a spinometer.
So it's used
machine.
In presidential elections.
So you put the ball inside the spinometer, and then you take a look at it.
Yes.
It comes. It gives you some sort of a printout.
Thank
and
you.
Then you run out onto the field and chastise the pitcher for giving irregular spins on the baseball.
All right, Samantha says hi, everybody from Kentucky.
Did you get that?
Yes, totally.
Okay. I just want to make
Chris,
sure.
Chris says when Hunter ended. Did you take a memento from the set, like your police badge, your police ID? Did you take anything?
I took a desk.
When Hunter ended, you took that memento was the desk. Is that right?
Yes.
And maybe somebody wanted to know if you in the heckler and Koch pistol from the seasons 1 and 2. Maybe you took that with you?
I don't believe I did. No. I don't think I took weaponry.
Took the desk.
I took a desk with all the drawers in it.
The chief's desk. Because
so
you
cheat,
had problems.
I didn't get cheated, believe me.
Kevin said hello from Omaha, Nebraska. Michael says, Fred, did you hear about Frank L. passing? Do we know who Frank L. is?
Lupo.
Oh, yeah.
Last week we talked about my dear friend Frank.
Yeah.
He's the one that created the show. He's the one that wrote the script, Hunter.
Yep.
And he's had a big input in putting Stephanie and I together.
Yep.
What was he, 65?
Yep. 60?
How old
I think he was
65 or 6.
I forget. Yeah, they mentioned that.
Yeah.
Someone asked the question and wanted to know if you ever thought about directing. Did you ever think about that or producing? You did some of your own stuff, right? You did a movie and things.
I did about 7 or 8 shows.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Directed them?
Sure.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. You kind of take over this show, so I like that.
I did a lot of stuff by yelling out of my window of my trailer.
That's good.
Not over there, over there.
Kathy wants to know, how much input did you and Stephanie and other major players have with the script of each episode? I think we kind of went over that day one when they overruled you.
Listen, here's the deal. You find out in that business, the TV business, egos sit with the writing producers. And if they don't have to make a change, a period, a comma, a question mark, they don't do it.
Right.
But if the show is successful,
yep,
and you have proven yourself as an actor that you respect the written word, that's all. That's very important.
Right.
Then you can have the conversation about what you want to change and for whatever the reasons are. And it got that way after our show became successful, especially after the second season. You know, the first year was very difficult. You had to go through the political rigmarole.
So they listen to you more as a guy.
To get anything changed. But as time went on, you know, those came, they and believe me when I tell you this, I don't say this just for my own aggrandizement. The changes were usually, if not 99% better.
All right, which
is the whole idea.
Now, here's a question that came in from Pam. This was an email, freddreyer@crntalk.com. And she says, good afternoon, Mr. Dreyer. She says, Saturday, March 23rd, 1985, the episode that many say saved Hunter debuted. The episode was in the fall of 1984. Hunter was up against the mega hit Dallas, was on at the same time, made it hard to find an audience, so Stephen Cannell arranged a private screening for then the NBC chief Brandon Tartikoff to see an unaired two-part episode called The Snow Queen.
Yes.
And I thought we'd put something here up on the screen for those of you looking at video. We'll put it up at our lounge on Sports Lounge on Demand so you can check it out. But The Snow Queen, Tartikoff was impressed, agreed to put the series on hiatus and find a more favorable time slot. And they moved your show to Saturday night. The rest is history. The ratings improved. Eventually, Hunter becoming the highest rated cop show of all the networks. And on this episode, we're guest stars, and we got pictures here, Dennis Franz, Dennis Farina, and Alicia Knaff. And so it was a very elaborate and exciting episode. Excellent work. And she says, I must say, Fred, without a doubt, you more than held your own against those two heavyweight Dennises.
Yeah, Dennis, Franz and Dennis's Farina were good. They were good guys. And see that tie I'm wearing?
Yeah, you got that thin black tie. Is that
That's
a double?
A split complimentary,
is that
pal.
A split?
So don't forget it.
Split complimentary.
Yeah, and then, of course, that leather jacket belongs to Dennis Franz.
Yeah.
You know, of Hill Street Blues fame. And then there's Stephanie on the right. And then me offering chocolate chip cookie to Dennis.
That's right. That's pretty good. Anyway, you did a pretty good job, and you did good. They want to know your thoughts on what you remember about this. Did you...
Well, I do remember that they came down and said we want to get some real good actors to play these roles. So they wrote the script. It was a two-parter.
Yep.
And it was lots of action in it. There were some good locations showing L.A.
Yep.
And it was a lot of fun. And Steve really stepped up and went to bat. And he went to bat for us with Brandon over there at NBC. And the next thing we know, they advertised the heck out of it, which is the most important
thing.
That's
important.
You have a new time slot Saturday from, 9 to 11. We wound up being the lead-in for NBC News at 11.
That's good.
And we won the whole night. And they said, okay, we'll give you more shows. And that was it.
All right, some emails here. Mr. Chips has found your show on XM on Saturday for after the Florida State basketball game. Love the show. I'll listen more. That's Chip from Panama City, Florida.
Very good, Chip.
Catherine says, Mr. Dreyer, not sure if you knew Coach John Featherstone from El Camino College. He attended El Camino and San Diego State. He played football, ended up at El Camino College several years after you were there. Successful at his job. He recently passed away from Alzheimer's, which they say was brought on by numerous concussions playing football. Did you know him?
I did know John. I know John and his older brother, Fred.
That's great. It says, I hope you and Mr. Horn are doing well.
Uh-huh.
Great show. She never misses it. Teddy says, Fred, this is Ted. He's a transplant in New Yorker living in L.A., moved from Yonkers, New York to San Pedro. Two questions. Did you surf as a kid, and what was it like trying to tackle Earl Campbell?
About the same as surfing.
Pretty tough, huh?
I piddled around surfing and stuff. I was a body surfer for pretty much for the most part, but I was out and about when I was a kid, and then as far as tackling Earl Campbell, he was probably the toughest duty that you had as a football player during that period of time.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Brandon said he watched Hunter in the 1980s. He said he liked the show called The Garbage Man with Al Bundy and Ed O'Neill.
Yep.
He watched it recently, streaming now. They've removed music that runs in the Jethro Tull classic Locomotive Breath. It's gone. You know why they removed the music from the episodes?
Well, it usually has to do with the licensing that you pay for it to begin with.
We'll have more straight ahead.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Yeah, we're back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, coming to you on SiriusXM Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk. So Brandon wants to know if there's any chance of getting the original music back in the episode there, The Garbage Man, that had Jethro Tull, and it was replaced now with music that didn't exist when Hunter was on the air.
It doesn't make any sense because it doesn't make any difference if you have that original music or not.
Yeah.
You've presented the show. You sold the show, the network bought it, and they're now the producers are rerunning it, and you could put no music in there, or you could put some guy, your neighbor, humming through it. It doesn't make any difference. It's not going to make it one way or another, so you're not losing
out. So you're probably not going to get it back in there, Brandon.
No, you're not.
He's a real estate agent, Brandon is, and he said in one Zoom class he announced I had changed the passing requirements based on feedback and circumstances, and he joked that even Hunter and McCall gave people a break once in a while.
What's this in
Brandon? Because he's a realtor, and he's got a class going, and so he's using Hunter to train the real estate people. He's got a couple other questions. He says,
Have you talked about
going to New Mexico to your family reunion. Have you been to New Mexico? Well, yes, he has, but have you had chili dogs in the land of enchantment?
No.
You did not have a chili dog.
No.
All right. And do you think Hunter will ever be rebooted, revived, or made into a movie like The Equalizer, Miami Vice, Starsky and Hutch, those kind of things? You think that's going to happen?
I don't think there's any reason for it. They're creating programming left and right.
Yes.
You know? So, yeah.
Well, they're bringing these reboots or coming back on TV like crazy.
You know? Well, yeah, I guess they are. But, yeah. I mean, you have to have somebody on the other side. You know, the network or the producers specifically trying to get out there and sell this thing into the marketplace. And if so, they find that maybe the best thing we can do is maybe let's recast this with some younger people and give it a shot. You know, if they don't use the original cast, why even do it? You could,
I agree with that. But
why do it?
They're doing it all the time now, it seems. I don't know, but
that seems
strange. All right, that's our show. Back with you next week. Same place, same channel, SiriusXM Sports, Byline Sports USA. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
It's always great to be with you. See you next time.